For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. After the pandemic moved many public schools online this year, the learning gap between black and white students has only become wider. And for Germantown High School senior Alexa Morris, that needs to change. As Caleb Suggs with WKNO and the Institute for Public Service Reporting tells us, Morris is using her own work to inspire more reading and writing.
She's an honor student, an actress in her school musicals, a reporter for her campus TV station, a photographer, and, oh yeah, Alexa Morris is also a published author. At age 17, she wrote From a Black Girl to All Black Girls, Volume 1, a collection of poems, monologues, and personal affirmations meant to inspire children of color. Volume 2 came out this year.
I just want to give them that inspiration and that allowance, letting young people, and especially young girls, know at a very small age that they can write and be something powerful in academics.
Last year, she launched her own literacy campaign after learning about the country's so-called reading gap. Less than half of America's students are reading at proficient levels in the fourth and eighth grades. Those numbers are even worse for black students. One 2019 report by the National Assessment of Educational Processing found that only 18% of black fourth graders and 15% of black eighth graders were reading proficiently.
The whole campaign is to really get the attention of school systems, the directors of education, and the directors of curriculum to say, let's change what young people are learning now so that when they are older, they will be more equipped with tools.
They could also use a push in the right direction, says Elizabeth Lee, Director of Education for Literacy Mid-South. She says a teenager like Morris sets a good example for children.
What we see is a lot of kids who are defeated at very early ages. We see a big reluctance to read because of their insecurity in their skills. It's so sad to see a 7-year-old completely defeated, much less a 10-year-old.
But the problem isn't just a lack of motivation. Lee says students of color have always needed more access to books, quality learning resources, and technology, especially now in a virtual learning environment. Lee says that teachers also need improvement.
It's incredible how many teachers don't understand the concepts and foundations of literacy and therefore don't know how to instruct in them. That's not a knock to teachers. They simply weren't taught it when they got their license.
Kayla Johnson works for the Peer Power Foundation, a Memphis nonprofit that trains high-achieving University of Memphis students to be tutors and mentors for public school kids. She says young readers could really benefit from a more diverse range of stories.
If you're reading these books about people who don't look like you, who don't talk like you, who are experiencing things that you will never have experienced and never will experience, it's really hard to get into those stories and really appreciate them. The same applies in high school. We're reading these books written in the 1800s at a time that we were not even appreciated. We were not seen as human.
And that's where Alexa Morris comes in. Through her poetry, she writes directly to the audience that needs more words in their lives.
It was just a love letter to black girls saying, you know, you can write poetry. Poetry is a good way to express yourself and just showing how I express myself.
An expression that could inspire others to crack open a book and write their own stories. For WKNO and the Institute for Public Service Reporting, I'm Caleb Suggs.
Alexa Morris has her own website with her books and other merch. It's alexachristian.com. Or for a link to this story and more news, visit WKNOFM.org.